Some of the different headlines we've chosen that work better than the others would be...
And you sit there and go out with these things all over all the country. So when you say one works...
We've got one mailer
got
that
some
pulls...
That don't work.
We got one mailer that pulls better than any other mailer.
Okay.
And the headline is, do you dread going to the dentist? We got a graphic to it, you know, but it...
That's
and it's, it's substantial, the bump that it gets. You're looking at probably a 5 to 10 new patient bump.
Just from having that headline.
Proper headline. And the way it jumps out at you.
Okay, I've got this piece here in my hand that you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
And you've sent this piece out with different headlines. And the difference just in this headline versus all the others is 8 to 10 new patients a month.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's fairly important that you go with a fear-based headline.
Okay.
Kiss your fears goodbye. Do you dread going to the dentist? You know, that kind
As opposed to the banker ads of something to smile about.
Right. Exactly.
I got it.
They do pull better.
All right.
Okay. So I would stick with the fear-based ads and talk about how comfortable and how nice your office is. So there's the headline right
got
there.
It. Okay.
The graphics.
So for the front part of the ad, we want...
A fear-based headline, and we want a graphic that says you're a dentist from a glance.
Got it.
That's all we want to do on the front part of the ad. Okay, Greg, let's move on to the back side of the ad. The back side of the ad is distinguished by the coupons. So wherever the coupons land, that's the back side.
Got it.
Okay. Everybody should be looking at and should have inserted in with the CD a 60-point ad scoring grid. So let's just explain to how ad scoring works. You got 0 through 10 on the first components, all the way down to 0 through 1 on the last component.
That means that some of them are weighted heavier than others.
Exactly. So obviously, if you just go out with offers on this card, it'll do better than having anything else on here.
I see.
Okay. So we've got
offers. If you sent out a giant postcard that was nothing more than a coupon, that would work better than if you had all the other things.
Yes.
Theoretically.
Theoretically. Okay, so the next would be size, and what size allows you to do is to get all the components in the 60-point ad scoring grid inside the ad.
The real theory of your scoring grid, Wes, as I understand it, is that you know you have these 17 components, and by getting as many of those on there as possible, you get more market share. More people are going to find the ad appealing because it appeals to their specific interest.
And a perfect example of that is if you don't speak English, that would be in here. Because that appeals to a certain percent of the market.
My mother won't go to a dentist that doesn't show a big map of how to get there.
Right. So we've got all this stuff in here. When you put your ad together, is you'd score your ad. Do I have an offer? Is it a good offer? Does it stand out? Is it big? And the size of the ad. These postcards that we send out would probably rank in about the 4 area on this list. Eye-catching. Does the graphics jump out at you? Benefit headline, we talked about that earlier. Fear is better. Ad depth, we talked about this a few tapes ago, where we talked about platitudes. And what's a platitude?
Like a gentle, caring, affordable, convenient.
Right. If you can say
those
I should
don't mean anything.
If you can say I should hope so, it should just
yeah,
pull
when
it
I say
out.
Affordable. Well, I should hope so.
I should hope.
Caring. I should hope so.
Right.
So, what's an example of affordable?
I mean, 12 months same as cash is affordable. Okay, moving on to point 6, which is before and after photos, which are great if you can fit them in your ad. Things you want to stay away from is extreme differentials. Extreme meaning somebody with just terrible teeth going to perfect teeth, because most people don't relate to people that have terrible teeth.
So we want to show people with a good smile
how to have
a great smile.
Exactly.
As opposed to the implication is, if you look this bad, then we can help you.
Right. So just stay away from that.